Hey, Anne, this is B. How are you?
I'm doing well, B. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing pretty well myself, enjoying a Thursday with sunshine.
Oh, yes, finally, for the sun to peek out has been nice for sure. And yeah, I just saw that I missed a call from you. And I apologize because I was on another call and I didn't see if there was a voicemail left, so I apologize if you left a voicemail.
No
I didn't get
worries.
one.
No worries. I went ahead and sent you a text. I figured something came up for you. I know that you're quite busy.
Yeah, I was actually on another. Yeah, there's been kind of a lot, but anyway, so thank
Well,
you.
yeah, no problems at all. I'm just here to try to help out. So, I know that, let me first introduce myself. Sid set up a conversation for us today. This afternoon, I know that originally Chris had reached out to you about you selling your home. I think you guys were texting, and then you spoke to my associate Zach. And I think, as you heard, Zach's no longer with us, so this got handed over to me, and I am just here. I reviewed all the notes from Chris and Zach and Sid. They took really good notes and kind of let me in on your situation, but I'd really just love to hear from you what it is that you're looking for.
Okay, well, I guess that's where I'm getting frustrated. I don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Zach had made an offer and explained that. That's what I didn't understand either, getting thrown around. And then Zach and I had left it, and I said that it wouldn't be worth it for me at that price.
Right.
And he happened to reach back out to me, left me a message that he'd really like to talk to me, because I said, if you're willing to come up, please feel free to reach out. So if you have all the notes, you have all the information. I'm getting leery of just what this is. I'll be very frank with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall into some type of scam. I've explained everything, and it's just making me see like at minimum, it's pretty disorganized. And I understand it sounds like Zach is sick or something, and that's terrible. He actually got me to feel more comfortable with things, and I'm so sorry. And I don't want anyone. I'm battling having to deal with some tough things myself with family members, and so that's not good for anyone. Anyway, so I guess you can ask me. I just
Yeah.
with what you've reviewed, just what are you able to do? It's just all the down and dirty of it is all I care
Yeah,
about at this point.
absolutely. And well,
Yeah, I
I'm
don't mean to
sorry.
sound abrupt, but
No,
it's just getting
Anne,
old.
you're okay. I completely understand. I know I'm not the only person who's trying to talk to you about this. So, like you said, I have the notes. Just go through the conversation that you're looking to have. So, first and foremost, I know that Zach had offered you, I believe it was 1.2 for a cash transaction, correct?
It was 1.257.
Okay. So 1.257, and that was the cash deal that he had mentioned. And you said that you were looking more towards like the 1.4 to 1.5. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I do understand that it has to be a win-win. So it would need to be up there closer. I do follow the market. Rates are going down. Lots of yes, but for me, so if you're interested in saying just like listing my house, I'm the benefits for me to just have it taken on by a company or however that works, or an investor, or I don't know. It saved me just the misery of selling your house for a lack
Right.
of putting it, and I've sold all my homes by owner, to be honest. I have a very good realtor friend that would this would be disappointing, but to be able to just focus on paring down just the things when you have a big family,
Right.
and I'm wanting to just downsize. I'm down to the last kiddo, and so I just want to simplify my life. Frankly, I have some health issues, and I'd like to limit stress. I'd like to limit a lot of things. So if you're looking to talk to me about a listing or something like that, I'll be very honest. I'm not interested. The only thing I'm interested in is in a cash offer. How it was explained to me by Zach is then whatever time we decide to close, then it's for you guys to, I just yeah. have to pare down and clear out.
Right. So I know that there's a lot of stress going on for you and that you weren't looking to list it. I know that's just a little bit too much for you to take on. My other concern is that even the 1.2 I was looking in your neighborhood, that's a pretty high cash offer. I could see it around $1 million cash, walking away 30 days, having nothing left, but, you know.
Okay. Well, you're losing me right now. I mean, he offered 1.257.
Right.
Just went for 1.695. That's a very good comparable. So, again, I know it needs to be a win-win, but I also don't want it robbed from me. So
yeah.
I'm not interested.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to say that I'm trying to offer you a cash deal like that. That's not what I was getting at. And I'm not trying to say that I'm going to list it for you either. What I'm trying to get at is that those are the two options you've discussed with others already. There's a third option on the table that gets you walking away with more money and takes away any of the hassle of you having to deal with realtors. So are you interested in that?
Probably not, because obviously, you're not explaining what that is. I'm assuming you kind of come in.
Well, I don't mean to be rude either. And I just feel like every time I start talking, I'm having a hard time getting through it. I know you're very busy and in a rush.
Okay, I hear you. I am, because I am like kind of within it, and I'm not very trusting of this scenario in how it's gone about. So please go ahead, explain what you're about to say.
Yeah, absolutely. So cash is too low for you. Listing is too much of a hassle. There is a solution with investors like myself where we can go for a cash deal that gets it a little bit higher. And I think Zach and you kind of started talking about this, but didn't get through it. What it is basically we can give you a higher price if you agree to sign an authorization letter to allow us to market the property onto multiple listing platforms. So instead of us just taking the property as a cash deal, either doing it on our own for the price that we feel comfortable with, I can not only get it in front of other investors that I usually work with, but I can get it in front of, I mean, nationwide people by doing it this way. What that does is it gives you the opportunity to have more money for the property, and it gives us the opportunity to do all the hard work talking with people. There are still going to be some people who want to see the property, but if time is not a constraint, I know that we can get more money for your property. We can take the hassle of listing it or working with an agent off of your shoulders, and still wrap up this deal with you not having to make any improvements to the property. And typically when we do it this way, we're still looking at a 45, maybe 60 day close.
I don't need like a quick close. I have a unique opportunity where I could rent if, and that would benefit me because I may be changing my stars and moving elsewhere. I'm waiting to see where the last kiddo chooses to go to school and then change it up. So, and that the whole benefit of not, I don't want to have to stay within her school district, obviously, once I'm down to the last kiddo. So that's why my circumstance is unique. If, like, what you're offering, the whole showing it and having to have your health perfect, if I'm trying to pare everything down, and I'm the kind of person where it matters to me, anyone seeing it, everybody's like, even I had it inspected, I get embarrassed. There's just no way. So if I'm working on projects, that wouldn't mortify me. So it's just that stress alone and with everything I have going on, I just, because that's my other option, is I just do the lipstick and rouge, which isn't that, that's why I haven't begun that process. Any repairs that needed to be done, they were minimal. The water heaters, I forget the year, I think it's 2019 now, but it's new and updated and upgraded with the three of the units. There's four air conditioning units. Three have been replaced within the last 5 years. The third floor one hasn't needed it, and so that's the only one that hasn't been. It's a 30-year roof that has been by inspection. Because it's a very steep pitch, he said it's amazing. You'll definitely get more than 30 years out of your roof, and it's not even at 20 years. So the roof's in great shape. Just things are good. And so it would be the lipstick and rouge. And so the cash offer, if you guys are able to come up from 1.257, that's what I'm interested in. And I really appreciate, I hear what you're saying, but I have options.
Yeah.
Again, so.
And all I want to do is just make sure you know all of the options. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's whatever you need and whatever is best for you and your family. So if I can help with that, I'm happy to. I know that you got a lot going on. I can definitely.
Yeah, that's been established. I don't need to. Yeah, that's. I think I've been clear. If you guys can come up on your offer, there is a sweat equity cost, and for me to just be able to focus on paring down. You know how life goes. You fill a house when you have four kids, and life goes on. So that alone seems daunting. So that's where I am. But I own my house. I'm not in an economic bind. If you want to reach back out in the future, that's what I thought Zach was intending. And it's unfortunate that, you know, now I'm kind of starting at square one again. I'm not interested, but I do appreciate your time, and I hear you wanting to try to help. This doesn't help me. So,
have any questions, feel free to shoot me a text anytime. I'd be happy to answer anything for you.
Okay, B. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.